Okay, so before we hit record, you sent me this news bit about the Equalizer 3, and to be honest, I wasn't sure what to expect, really, another sequel, but the more I think about it, the more intrigued I am. I mean, there's something about Denzel Washington in this role that just works.
I know what you mean. And what's really interesting about this isn't just like another sequel. This is Denzel coming back as this character, Robert McCall, and he embodies it. He embodies it. It's not like he's just phoning it in or whatever. So the news about the Equalizer 3, it's generating a lot of buzz, and not just here, like globally,
Absolutely. It's I mean, this one little news piece about this upcoming release is already like a global frenzy. I
Not
mean,
bad or crazy.
we see a lot of sequels, right? With big names, big stars, and they don't generate this kind of excitement, this kind of buzz. So I'm wondering, is it just Denzel, or is there something about this franchise that kind of explains this worldwide excitement?
I think it's a combination of factors, honestly. I think you're right. Denzel, he's huge,
He is.
both here and internationally. But he really does, as Robert McCall, he embodies this quiet competence, like,
I
and
see
this
it.
moral authority that you just don't see a lot in action heroes these days.
Okay, I'm with you on that, but let's unpack that a little. Like, what do you mean when you say moral authority? Like, what is that?
So McCall, he isn't just, he's not out there blowing things up, just for the fun of it, or he's a man with the strong moral code, like a really strong moral code, and he uses his skills to help people who can't help themselves. You know what I mean? He's like a protector, a defender, of the innocent, and I think that resonates with audiences, especially like
Especially these
in a
days.
world that just feels like out of control sometimes, and just,
And chaotic,
unjust, and so I think people really respond to that.
That makes a lot of sense. He's not, he's not invincible, but he is always fighting for what's right, and that seems to really connect with people, all over the world. He's
Absolutely.
like it's like he's tapping into that classic hero, right? But with like
Modern
a
twists.
modern grounded kind of twist.
Exactly. And the Equalizer films, they are action-packed. They are full of action, but they also touch on these themes of, justice and redemption, which, I mean, those are universal themes. You know what I
They
mean?
really are.
Everyone can kind of get on board with that, I think.
It makes you wonder what other action franchises out there could really benefit from, revisiting these iconic characters, years later, characters with that same blend of grit and heart that we see with Denzel as McCall. What other? I know what you mean.
I'm just spitballing here.
No, I think there's a real appetite for that.
There is,
I
yeah.
think audiences are looking for those kinds of heroes,
Yeah.
who are flawed,
Yeah.
but ultimately good.
Yeah.
And they fight for what they believe in, even when,
Things are stacked against them. It's a classic.
It is
It is
kind of. All
perfect,
right.
and it works. It still works.
It really does, yeah.
So it does sound like we have a lot to look forward to when the Equalizer 3 finally comes out.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll be keeping our eyes peeled for any more news as this film gets closer and closer to release. This is
Absolutely.
a highly anticipated film, and thanks for this
Yeah, of course.
thanks for this deep dive. It was fascinating. I learned a lot.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I love talking about this stuff, so
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
yeah, it was fun.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again.
All right, thanks.
Talk soon.
Yep, see ya.
Okay.